This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Until this week, there were no federal standards for electric vehicle chargers in the U.S., and it shows. Existing chargers have different connections, different power levels, different payment methods. Now, the White House has unveiled new national standards for federally funded EV chargers. The idea is to make it easy for drivers to find a charger without even thinking about it. More convenient for EV drivers, yes, but also a business opportunity. Here's Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes.
Standards create certainty, and investors like certainty. Jay Coe is managing director of the Lightsmith Group, a climate-focused private equity firm.
The next 5 to 10 years now, the trajectory has become a lot clearer.
Another certainty, public funds. The infrastructure law invests $7.5 billion in EV charging. That's why we're seeing companies like Tesla make a portion of electric chargers open to all EVs by the end of next year. And that
creates a much larger landscape and shows that people are willing to play nice with others.
It also makes good business sense to be able to profit from charging all electric cars, not just Teslas. Another business opportunity lies in strategizing where new electric chargers should be. Jessica Transick is a professor at the Institute for Data, Systems, and Society at MIT.
You can pinpoint certain locations where people stop, you know, where they stop for certain amounts of time.
The Biden administration wants a network of 500,000 public EV chargers across the country by 2030. That's about four times the current number. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.